And now this is a dictation for Norma Rish, R-I-S-H, Depew, D as in David, E-P-U-E, December 1246, addressed as a letter to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 668-0423. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Norma with progressive kidney disease. As you are aware, she has extensive atherosclerosis with procedures for coronary artery disease stenting in July for double antiplatelet agents. She has developed progressive renal failure. She has atrophy of the right kidney, no documented obstruction or urinary retention. The concern was for potential interstitial nephritis or cholesterol emboli. No biopsy has been done, as we cannot stop the double antiplatelet agent because of the coronary artery stent. She was given empirically a trial of prednisone. She has developed, however, significant side effects of this with some degree of weight gain, edema, anxiety, restlessness. She also developed a rash, macular, papular, with some flushing, neck, face, chest, upper extremities, because of volume overload and blood pressure elevation. Medications were adjusted, including diuretics, developed a low potassium, added potassium pills and aldactone, which makes the rash worse. There has been no blister or ulcers, no major compromise of mucosal area, specifically maybe minor irritation on the conjunctiva, but without any discharge, no compromise of nasal, oral, tongue, lips, or throat abnormalities. No pleuritic discomfort, no synovitis. She uses oxygen 24 hours. She has problems of vaginal prolapse. She normally wears pessary. This has been removed, however, there is some degree of dysuria. She also has noticed some worsening of decrease of hearing with tinnitus bilateral, but probably worse on the right side, without any headaches or double vision, without any focal upper or lower extremities motor abnormalities. We eventually stopped potassium aldactone and now steroids yesterday. Other review system is negative, medication list review. Initial blood pressure high by the nurse, 160 over 70, presently down to 130/62 on the left side. There is obesity, flushing of the face, neck, upper chest, worsening of abdominal stria with some redness, macular rash, upper extremities, dorsal aspect of the hands, no compromise of major mucosal, no compromise of palms or soles, no gross lymph nodes, no petechia or purpura. There was also some generalized weakness, probably from exposure to steroids, muscle myopathy. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Minor increase of white blood cell and neutrophils, probably from the steroids, anemia 11, normal platelet count. Creatinine from as high as 3.5, presently is down to 2.37. With a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a low albumin 3.3. Corrected calcium normal. Liver function test not elevated. Normal phosphorus. Normal ferritin, iron saturation, B12 and folic acid. Present GFR 21. Urine shows no activity for blood protein or cells, no bacteria. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure versus progression. Baseline creatinine used to be around 1.1, 1.2. Things coronary artery disease procedure stent. Significant change of kidney function. Empirically treated as potential interstitial nephritis. Has not tolerated steroids, already discontinued. She developed problems of low potassium, probably from diuretics, when she was in the hospital with Valium overload. Did not tolerate second diuretics, metolazone, potassium pills, or aldactone. She developed a skin rash. One of these new medications potentially the culprit. In any regards, the creatinine did improve, but has not returned to baseline of 1.1, 1.2. This appears to be the new steady state. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Many of her symptoms are probably from recent exposure of steroids, and that should improve over time. She understands, and the daughter too, the meaning of advanced renal failure, and she's potentially facing dialysis. Chemistries will be done for now in a weekly basis. We will advise for anemia treatment if hemoglobin goes down below 10. We will monitor electrolyte acid base. Present blood pressure appears to be normal. She has preserved ejection fraction. Does have atrophy of the right kidney. It's okay to use antihistamines. Avoid the congestant part. If symptoms skin abnormalities remains, she will need to go to the dermatologist. In terms of the tinnitus and worsening of hearing, bilateral, no other neurological issues. Glucose is normal. I'm not going to blame that. She will discuss this with you for potential further workup or consultation. I will see her back on the next 6 weeks. This was a prolonged visit, close to an hour, end of dictation.